Warning, the following program contains material of an offensive nature. Listener discretion is advised. This program is not suitable for those under the age of 18.
And now, Big City Talk.
Oh, Bill, it's great to be back on a Big City Talk.
Is it?
Hey, on the news and more.
We're on the air?
On the Foxtel, I was going to say.
Couldn't hear anything last week.
Yeah, we listened to the show, and the show went to air, but then miraculously nothing else went to air. On the news and more, so we hope you are with us.
We're hoping there's a bit more this week.
Hey! I'm Sal Rubenstein. That's Bill Zabersberg over there.
The good-looking one.
Big City Talking today. Our paddle boy, Eddie Wieners, on board. Hello, Eddie.
Hi, Sal.
Oh,
and it's a day for the women here on the show because we're talking Peaches Geldof, Pat Benatar, Fantasia, just to name a few.
I'm in love with Fantasia from American Idol, and we're going to report exclusively. We may even have an interview on the show today with Fantasia. Tom Cruise, of course, having the runway on the ramp for the red carpet extended because he wrapped it up another level. He is so damn short.
He was up to level 3 last time.
And there's nothing wrong with being short, but the problem is when you want to be tall. Yeah. And Tom's never going to be tall.
Well, there's a problem when you want to be a superstar.
You know, I mean, I think he's praying to El Rod and to the aliens saying, please make me tall. I've got everything else. One day I'd like to wake up another foot taller, but El Rod can't do anything to help you there. Oh, Bill, so much to get through to on today's show. We're going to talk about Apple Martin again and Peaches Geldof, as Bill Zabersberg said. Also, too, the new Grammy category, Bill, they're talking about.
I can't wait for this one. It's about time. I've been fighting for this for 40 years.
Hawaiian music. Don Ho, you are great too. Super Size Me, we're going to talk about that later in the show because we did that years ago. This is not new. This is nothing new.
I lost weight too when I was doing it.
Celine Dion is back at Caesar's Palace doing the show, coming back after a neck injury. We got the inside goss out of all of that.
She's going to be wearing a brace on stage?
Oh, and also too today, Bill Zabersberg. All the people catching up with the rootin' tootin' with the young the cradle snatchers, Mira Sorvino, that utter fruit, Nick Cage from Leaving Las Vegas.
He's at it again.
He's hooking it up with a 19-year-old waitress. Half his luck. We can't talk about this any further now.
No, because we've just about done the show.
Ian Drury now at the Blockheads, coming out of somewhere back through the mists of time, and they now have been some clever bastards.
This is Big City Talk with Mel Zomersberg and Sol Rubenstein.
No, Will Coward was a charmer. As a writer, he was Brahma. Velvet jackets and pajamas. The gay divorce and other dramas. There have been some clever bastards. Some clever bastards. Van Gogh did some eyeball pleasers. He must have been a pencil squeezer. He didn't do a Mona Lisa. That was an Italian geezer. There have been some clever bastards.
Lucky bleeders.
There have been some clever bastards. Einstein can't be classed as witless. He claimed atoms were the littlest. When you did a bit of splittiness, frightened everybody shitless. And I've been some clever bastards.
Probably got help from their mom, who had help from her mom. Now that we've had some, let's hope that there's lots more to come.
some clever bastards.
Lucky bleeders, lucky bleeders.
And I've been some clever bastards. Okie dokie. Oh, Segovia. Some clever bastards.
Lucky bleeders, lucky
bleeders. And I've been some clever bastards.
Lucky bleeders, lucky
bleeders. And I've been some clever bastards.
Lucky bleeders,
lucky bleeders. And I've been some clever bastards.
Big City Talk.
Oh, Bill. Oh,
now there's a guy who liked Adele.
Hey, Ian Dury and the Blockheads are there. I've been calling him Ian Drury for 50 years, but now I've just been informed that it's not Dury, it's Drury. So sorry about that, E.
It's a bit too late now.
Well, so yeah, I know. But this show is satellited around the world, Bill, and you never know what's getting up into the stratosphere there.
True.
We have had reports that we have been listening to here in Outer Mongolia by aid workers. And I don't know about, we have just received an email to say from the workers we are in China, and I think that's where Mongolia is, Belzabersburg.
I wouldn't have a clue.
I like the beef when I go to the Chinese restaurant.
Oh, it must be. Yeah, I suppose it must be, yeah.
I like Mongolian beef. Mongolian beef, but without the spices.
Oh, yeah, it's too hot.
I just like watery beef with onions.
And no vegetables, except onions.
Hate vegetables in my Chinese food. I think it's a waste of money, actually.
Yeah. It should just be meat and rice.
And less rice and more meat and gravy. Yeah,
and a few little fried things on the side with some dipping sauce.
Oh, Bill, this is really very close to being classified as Diary Chat.
True.
But this is not Diary Chat. If you look at the...
Just getting back to the aid workers, though.
Oh, hello
to
you.
I want to know, how come an aid worker's got so much time on his hands he can be listening to the show? Because this is pure entertainment.
Yeah.
And
why do you got a satellite dish?
And why they got a satellite dish when there's people starving?
Well, Bill, they are big questions, and the questions that we're going to answer presently in the diary.
The Big City Talk Diary, thanks to Del Switter Slims, part of the Del Switter range of fine tobacco products.
Oh, you're a Big City Talker, news and more, with me, Sal Rubinstein, and he, Bill Zabersberg, the panel boy, Eddie Weider, our executive producer, Carol DeZaba, is not here today, but there's talk he may be coming back to the show. He wants to come back, but when are we prepared to allow him to come back to the show,
We received a coded message during the week. We're not sure who it's from or what it says exactly.
Or what it means.
But early decoding suggests that it could be Carol trying to make contact.
Hey!
From some sort of other world.
To the show, and for I'd love to say we've had a flood of ease demanding Carol's return, but that is not the truth. And it hasn't even been a trickle. There has been one email, and that is the one we think has come from Carol. But he may be back in weeks to come, but you can hear us, Big City Talking, three times a week. Eastern time is on the eastern seaboard, hugging the coast of Aussie, taking it all the way from Brisbane all the way down to Melbourne, and then shipping it out to Perth, and shipping it up to Darwin, shipping it out to Broome, and then zooming it all the way down to Adelaide, and I don't know what's happening down on the island down south. We've been offered to take a free boat trip down there, but I really wouldn't have thought so. And anyway, you can hear us Friday, 6 a.m. Eastern, Saturday, 7 p.m. Eastern, and Monday night, midnight.
Good to see you got your news and more thongs on there.
I got my flip-flops, and these things are available on the web, too. Yeah. www.bigcitytalk.com, www.bigcitytalk.com, the only website in the world to have been designed by the talent. And you may look at it and think, this is the work of a five-year-old. Well, what can we say about that? We're not from the computer generation. Mel and I are used to doing things with typewriters. Mel, I want to talk about Nick Cage Presley and Lisa Marie Cage Presley. It's all off. All bets are off. The whole thing's come to a standstill. And Nick
Cage, as predicted on this show,
many times. And Nick Cage now, 40. They say he's 40, but I think if
he's 50 in the shade.
I wouldn't do too much digging into that figure, because you may come out disappointed, but he's hooked up with a 19-year-old waitress.
Well, that explains it.
this thing is said to be sizzling. The publicist says it's all off. It's all amicable. Everyone's good mates. But Nick...
Everyone's happy.
Nick is having fries with that.
Yeah.
And he's loving it. I mean...
Oh, he's having a slice of apple pie.
They're 40...
With cream.
Clocking in. I've always thought, Mel, when you can get him... you know, that's premium. That really is a premium performance by Nick Cage, who, of course, you will know from such fantastic films as Honeymoon in Vegas.
Yeah, and he doesn't mind the fact she lives in a trailer.
And this is big, and we'll be talking to Nick Cage about this on next week's show with a full rundown on a blow-by-blow descriptions of how it all came together and how it's going to proceed from here.
Do you think he'll go live in the trailer with her, or she'll go live with him?
Well, Bill, I think that she'll probably go to his compound, and I would give it, say, 24 months.
Yeah.
I think she's going to walk away with a fat, fat package. And this is the problem, Nick. Every time you cut your welder in half, so LMP's got to take something. Down the waitress, she'll get on board, and eventually there'll be nothing left.
Now, let's face it, Nick, your star's fading, buddy.
Well, Bill, it's been a long
time. You might not
get
a chance to make that money back.
And he's not in the 20 million category, I don't think, anymore, Bill.
No.
It's been a long time since that. I think he's reduced to art house now. Bill, if we could move sideways here, because I want to talk about Halle Berry. Of course, the great actor, the Oscar winner. She has it all.
Oh, she's a pain in the ass.
Including a stalker. And you haven't made it until you got at least one of those. And
she got one.
Celebrity Justice, of course, who's one of the great sources for our information. She's got this this guy, Greg Broussard, who's from Louisiana, former Navy SEAL. And he cannot stay away. He's being mesmerized by Halle Berry. And
she should be honored that a man who served his country so well...
Wants to get on board.
Yeah.
He wants to get on board. He wants to get on up.
Get on board. get on board. There's room for many and more.
Oh, Bill Zammersberg, today.
I can feel a new single coming out.
This is exclusive. Bill Zammersberg has
doing
not
my
sung.
Shirley Temple routine.
Bill Zammersberg has not sung. We thought he would never sing again. And you have heard it exclusively here. Yeah. The breakout on the show.
That's all you're getting.
Big City Talk. Congratulations. You have been fully digitized by Mel and Sol. Certified better than sex.
Now, the thing with this guy, this Navy SEAL, he has stated that he intends to become betrothed to Halle Berry, and incorrectly believes this. And he says he will not be prevented from meeting Halle Berry. And
if his security is as good as ours, I think he will.
Given Mr. Broussard's military background and erratic behavior... Berry believes, Halle says she is in imminent danger. And Halle, we'd like to say our thoughts are with you. Mm. My thoughts have been with you ever since I saw you in that movie. Not always in an appropriate way. But who's to say what's appropriate,
maybe
what's
not? Maybe she should come and seek sanctuary in the team's respective compounds.
Hey, we'd love to have you,
until
Halle.
Until there's not as court.
We'd love to have you down under. We've been stuck down here since 94. Chased out of the States, where we were icons of entertainment in 94 on tax fraud, and we've been stuck down here in Aussie ever since.
We are economic refugees.
So every time we ask a celebrity, you know, come stay at our place, they go, yeah, that'd be great. Where are you guys still down under? Well, look, I'm sort of busy.
Yeah,
you know,
it's like, oh, geez, did I forget to mention that? They go, yeah, well, you did, actually. Yeah.
Oh, now, Bill, I want to talk about Super Size Me, movie, which is doing business everywhere, about this guy who ate nothing but fast food from one of the fast food store, McDonald's. And,
it's propaganda, if you ask me.
Well, it is, Bill. And these people are trying to do away with fast food.
Why aren't they suing his ass?
Well, Bill... Stand by, because there's nothing wrong with fast food. Mel and I did this. He did this asshole Mel who made this movie did it for 30 days. He ate McDonald's for 30 days in a row. Mm. Mel and I were doing that six months, back in the 70s and also in the 80s.
On behalf of the Mickey D Corporation, sure, but we still did it.
breakfast, lunch, dinner, the whole schmazzle. Mel and I had health checks every other year, and there was no problem. There was no depression. There was no liver turning to pate. There was no mood swings. It was all good.
Look, doctors were writing papers on it, giving lectures on it. These guys are amazing.
These guys have the constitution of oxes.
They're eating this crap night and day. They're also out getting blitzed every night of the week as well.
Could you imagine the cloggage from the booze and the buds?
The brain is just going to shut down.
What about the cheese? Yeah. And, Bill, I got to say, there was no salads on the menu back in those days.
No salads on the menu.
Or cereal.
No.
This sort of garbage.
No.
We were surviving purely out of Big Macs for breakfast, lunch, dinner, a mid-morning snack, afternoon snack.
Oh, and of course, what they did to do in those days was their beautiful, crispy fried chicken.
Oh! See, you people out there at McDonald's, you better listen up and get some chicken back on the menu. And I'm not talking about nuggets or the flat patty that constitutes part of the chicken burger. I'm talking about the fowl that's been snapped off, a fowl that's been burnt alive, that has deformed the limbs, and has been cramped conditioned so the meat's all juicy. You see, Bill, people say they want
this mixed none of this mixed combinations apply. If someone asks for a bag, a bucket of breast, you better serve it up.
It's doable. Everything's doable.
Yep.
And the people, Bill, they say that the fowl should be allowed to run around a pen. I disagree because that makes its legs all muscly and the whole thing turns into muscle.
And a chicken loses weight if it's running around all the time.
I don't want a fit chicken. I want a fat chicken.
Yeah.
And I want a chicken that's just been sitting there eating.
Stewing in its own juice.
Oh, you are a big city talk today. My mouth is watering. If someone could bring a bucket of deformed fried chicken in here, please, the team would be so ever grateful.
Hi, you've reached Mel and Sol at Big City Talk. They can't take your call at the moment because you're not rich or famous enough. If you were rich or famous enough, you wouldn't be calling on this number.
Big City Talk.
Back off.
Oh, just make sure that chicken is nice and stuffed, though, before you serve it up.
Well, Bill, what a great show today. And we have so much more coming up on the show.
Hang on, let me just check here. Yes, rating 27.
Pass the vibes on now from the definition of sound. This is modern. This is almost fresh out of the oven from about, what does it say there on the CD? 96. This is tasty.
Pass the vibes on and take it easy. Just flow, baby, just flow.
This is...
This experimentation led him to conclude it was quite the reverse.
Big City Talk.
PM, it's raining outside. Now Floyd had no plan to steal himself a new ride, but Simone lived on the other side of town. It's been a week since she's defined her sound. Splashing water on his face, there goes the phone. It's a babe from last night saying she wants to get him on his own. He vaguely recalls but don't know her name. He plays it cool and conversates all the same. He says,
pass the vibes on and take it easy. Just flow, baby, just flow. Pass the vibes on and take it easy. Just flow, baby, just flow.
Says, meet me at the corner of your block at 10 o'clock. I got a figure-hugging dress, and I know what I got. She's obviously got taste, so who am I to refuse? Besides, Simone's out of reach, and she's got the blues. He says, I'll be there, I'll see you later. Later on, I'll pass that vibe on. 5 to 10, the mood is set. He strolls outside, still wondering what he's gonna get to pass the vibe.
Pass the vibes on and take it easy. Just flow, baby, just flow.
There she is on the corner, she's right on time. The face looks so familiar, the figure lines are fine. She says, my name is Mona, Simone is my sister. I've been sent to prevent you from stealing a ride. Don't say a word, hold my hand and walk home. If you take it easy, we'll pass the vibe.
Pass the vibe, don't take it easy, just flow.
On old man.
Oh, are you a Big City Talking? Big City Talk is the name of the show. And
I'm sick of you embarrassing me in public.
My name is Sal Rubinstein. I am the co-talent. I own 49% of Rubinstein Zabersberg Broadcasting, which is the biggest satellite radio company ever in the world, in this whole universe. And Mel Zabersberg over there in his own studio is the co-talent. Mel and I have not talked socially now for some years, but we do a show together. We come together thrice a week to do a show. And there was a lot of security around.
Oh, yeah.
Because the last time, Mel Zabersberg, we went to a studio without bulletproof glass. Mel Zabersberg pulled a weapon on me, and Mel went away with a broken ankle. But we were back to do the show the next week.
Mm. And that's because we're professionals.
And we're dedicated to that.
But they have had to build separate exits as well, because there was a few close calls in the corridor.
And that's all you want.
Yeah.
That was about it, Pop Dad. We will get to something a little older later. You are with us today. We do not have any sponsors yet on the show. So if you'd like to sponsor this this is a show, it's going to cost you a lot. And you've got to be in touch with Satellite Music Australia. We don't have the number at hand, but if you really want to sponsor us, you'll find it.
I mean, instead of us rambling on here, we could be playing your ad.
We could be plugging your product, and because we can't, we're going to plug our own product, RZB product. And you can see that at our website, www.cdtalk.com. We have a product including the plastic Statue of Liberty with a flag. And not guaranteed to be in the right colors, and the flag is not guaranteed to be out of the USA because it is made in Taiwan. But we do our best to do that. In fact, I did get sent one the other day, and it was the American flag, but all the colors were wrong. It was with pink and orange.
Well,
very
unusual.
But
when you send your work off to Fiji to be done, that's what's going to happen.
Celine Dion is back on stage at Caesar's Palace in Las Vegas in the never-ending residency there. And this is exciting news for anyone who loves soft pop. And I'm excited about this. And I've already seen four shows that Celine has done in Las Vegas. I don't think any of them have come.
And that was only over two nights. He did the early show and the late show two nights in a row.
No. You see, why do people have to know the background, Bill? Why is that? That is the
because I want them to know what a sort of freak you are.
That is
what a freak you are.
Zabersberg.
Oh, blow it out your ass! You speak like a retard.
Hey, security! Yeah. Zabersberg.
I'm getting my weapon out. I'm
going to
get my weapon out. I tell you.
Celine is back after a two-week hiatus from the show, and the hiatus was caused by a neck injury. Celine, I don't know what she was doing, and officially it was exacerbated by the show, but I've seen the show, and there's not a lot of strain on the neck. I would like to know what Celine was doing backstage with Reddy. She has another one who's about 100 years older than her, from what I hear.
Helen Reddy.
Helen Reddy. I don't know what that's got
to do. What the hell is she doing there?
And I don't know if she was there, but Reddy was, the husband, and Helen Reddy too. And there's talk she's going to come back to Vegas to do a show.
Oh, God.
There's not, but I'm just trying to segue without losing Faye. But she's back, Celine, bigger and better. Yeah. Doing it all at Bill, I liked it out.
But no sudden moves in a show.
No, she's just elegantly wandering around the stage.
In fact, I think she's just sitting on a stool these days.
And talking of stools.
Oh, here we go. Party talk time.
I was going to say, we didn't get to talk about, we talked about the food going in when we were doing the 6 months, the fast food. Coming out was the issue. There was a
lot of, sure, you had to take tablets.
There was a lot of Metamucil back in those days. Bell briefly became addicted to Metamucil, would drink it by the vat, and he would even eat the dry powder, and his mouth would often be foamy.
Well, it wasn't working quick enough. I thought maybe if you didn't dilute it with water.
His mouth would often be foaming. He'd have it all over his nostrils. You know, people would be saying, Bell, you've really hit the gutter. You're snorting Metamucil.
Well, there was nothing. There was nothing else around at that time.
Now, Bill, I'm going to pass the entertainment baton over to you because we're going to talk about Mr. Galveston, Mr. Rhinestone Cowboy, Mr. Former Beach Boy. Little known fact, except for us Beach Boy nutters.
Well, Aussie B sources have been reporting that Glenn, I think, has been on a bit of a Metamucil trip himself.
Oh.
Because last week he was done for not only drink driving, but my favorite kind of drink driving, that is extreme drink driving. Now, extreme drink driving, it obviously involves a very long chase down several highways. At certain junctures, actually going down the wrong side of the road.
A lot of booze.
Yeah, a lot of booze.
A lot of booze. Possibly booze being consumed while the chase is on.
Now, of course, extreme driving doesn't happen unless you cause...
That is not fact. That is just opinion.
Yeah. And Saul's opinions are those of Aussie B as a whole.
Possibly. But Bill, you're right. Extreme drink driving is a lot of fun.
Yeah.
But we do not recommend it.
Especially if you're sitting in the back of a pickup. With someone else doing the extreme drink driving.
Bell and I, it's only ever been done under supervised conditions on racing tracks.
With lots of emergency services on standby.
And also, too, the whole car is
caged.
Is caged in a big bubble of air.
Yeah.
And so even though...
And then there's foam on the outside of the bubble.
And then rubber.
Yeah.
So it is extreme drug driving.
And the car is constantly being sprayed with water.
And,
to avoid any sort of flame out whatsoever.
And it doesn't actually go more than a 5 mile an hour. But there is
you do get the sensation, though, of extreme driving.
Oh, yeah. It's like extreme. It's like when Bill and I were bored and we were talking to each other and we go for extreme flight simulator tests at York Qantas and pretend that we're JT Travolta for a while there and have everything thrown at us from comets to icebergs to bad food.
But the real fun was when one of us would pretend to sort of lose our mind and send the plane into a nosedive. And then the other pilot would have to pull it up and try and get it level again.
And that's when Mel would start fighting with the other pilot, trying to push the lever to take it all the way.
Best years of my life in that flight simulator, I got it there.
And these days, we have been banned from most airlines around the globe. Mm. We can only travel now by boat or by Lear. And,
which is a much more comfortable experience anyway.
Well, the thing with Glenn Campbell, of course, is that when they went to arrest him, he kneaded the copper into coconuts.
As you do.
And that's a nice twist. I think that if someone comes to arrest you, I've done that before. I've resisted arrest back in the 70s in Hollywood. I resisted arrest when I was lobbying for more entertainment in day-to-day life. And
you just don't go quietly. You just don't go down like a pussy, you know. You got to put up a fight.
But to the coconuts, Bill, is a strategically bad maneuver because once the shock has
it's an Arizona thing.
Once the shock has subsided, the law is then going to be very numb and very, very, very angry.
Bring my bag, relax, and think of England.
Big City Talk.
Oh, here's some Reg Dwight.
Mm-hmm.
City Talk.
Thank God that shortly before the show went to air, I received a telex from Malaysia to say that there was a whole lot of medicine and it was waiting for me at the dock. Mm. And after today's show, Mel and I, in different armored cars, will be heading down. And it will be like being locked in heaven while we sort out the medicine.
Maybe our aid worker friends in Mongolia could help us in the medicine side of things.
Well, Bill, that takes us nicely onto Fantasia from American Idol. She is fantastic.
Fantastic.
Fantastic. Fantastical.
Let it out.
And you talk for a sec because I've had too much quad.
Yeah. Well, of course, Fantasia, this year's American Idol winner, which of course is the world idol. I mean, forget this, you know, getting all the guys together from the various countries. I mean, this.
What, you think the Finland Idol's gonna come good? I don't think so.
That little elf.
We got the market. We've got the players. We've got the musicians. We've got the studios. We've got the contracts. We've got the mixing. We've got the video producers. We've got MTV. I mean, what do you people think? You know, to stop for a second to the European and Asian bands and down in RC here. Just stop and think about that.
Fantasia is the one.
There's no room for you on the charts. I hear this all this gossip down here, Mel. You know, this band's doing this. They played in Texas, or they, you know, this band's going over to play in Cincinnati.
But oh, great. They've cracked one state.
It's not, well, not even that, Mel. They haven't even cracked it. The veneer has not been chipped at all. There's nothing there for you people. And still you fly over there with your amplifiers and your guitars.
Spend all that hard-earned money on airfares.
And your fiddles and your harmonicas and your brass. You go over there.
And your jugs.
Filled with dreams and hopes and aspirations and ambition that you're going to become the next Ben at work. Well, they were a novelty band, people.
Jesus Christ, that was, what, 30 years ago?
They were a novelty band. It's not going to crack it over there. I think you should stay here and play your RSL bars.
One of the greatest names in radio.
Big City Talk. Big City Talk oozes American craftsmanship. Get some now.
Well, Mel, I know that you are a short ass, and you know what it's like to be Tom Cruise, because he's a short ass too. But Mel was never a leading man. He was never leading man material for the silver screen. Mel always had a great face for radio. And but Tom Cruise, of course, Tom Cruise, Kidman, Cruise,
keep
Kravitz.
Keep it coming, you fat asshole.
And Tom Cruise, now it's been revealed exclusively that when he walks down a red carpet to attend a film with Penelope Cruz or Tom Nicole Cruise Kravitz Kidman or any other of his lovelies that he's been squiring since the whole thing with Kidman Kravitz Cruz broke up, the Ice Queen, she's over there whooping it up with Lenny Kravitz. But I would never trust a man who looks like he needs a bath.
Yeah. That hair is just absolutely disgusting.
I don't know what's growing in there. No. I don't want to know. And I'm surprised that she wants to know.
How do you think the kids are getting along with that freak?
Oh, Bill, that is...
Not that I like to bring the kids into it, but let's.
hey, I don't even want to talk about that. That's made me feel nauseous.
But, no, I mean, you wouldn't want your kids hanging around with him, would you?
The thing with Cruz is that before they used to build a higher ramp so that when he gets interviewed by Joan Rivers, he doesn't look like such a you know, short ass. He used to wear those big Spice Girl boots. and people never used to be able to tell. It was like he was on stilts. And it made
Well, people watching him on television could never tell. But if he were there...
He looked like an idiot. He looked like a damn fool because you could see when he walked and his trousers
went
higher.
The trousers weren't any longer.
He looked like some sort of clown from the circus with his stupid boots with the 10-inch heels on them. And we'd like to say to g'day, and I see g'day to Tom Cruise Kravitz, who's out there.
Which one's he?
He's still kicking it. He's the guy from Top Gun, which is one of Mel and I's favorite films ever, along with Days of Thunder. You know, forget about all the audio stuff, like when he played the Patty over there with the Ice Maiden, trying to get some potatoes in their back pocket. I don't buy into that. I like the dumb stuff. And he's done a lot of good dumb stuff.
Lots of good dumb stuff.
And he's one of the best at the dumb stuff.
He lost me with that serious lawyer stuff. You know, what was it, the Penguin Brief or something?
Oh, wasn't that the one where he had AIDS with the Tom Hanks? Was he Tom Hanks?
I don't remember that one.
In a previous life? I have no idea about today's stars. I lost interest when Kevin Bacon became a star. I thought, well, that is the end of the road.
It proves anyone can do it.
And particularly with a name, stupid name like Bacon, which cannot be real. That has to be a stage name. His real name is probably Kevin Jones. But I don't think that's funny, Bill. to do that. G'day to the Bacons. A good Aussie g'day to all the Bacons, junior, senior, in the middle, having a real
bacon. When they were at school, people, you know, kids were going, hey, Bacon.
Hey, Bacon, how you doing?
Get over here. You big pig.
There would be all sorts of making bacon tags going on there. Yeah. Canadian bacon.
Yeah. You know, is your dad a policeman? Yeah.
Double bacon, double smoked bacon. Yeah. Bacon's a pig. The bacon's dad's a pig. You know? This, I mean, there is really...
Bacon's mom's a pig.
And she's not even in the force. But, you know, I ate myself for breakfast today. There's all sorts of things along with that. You know, would you like eggs with that? Mm. How'd you like your eggs done, Mrs. Bacon?
Yeah.
Hello, is that Mrs. Bacon? I would like to talk to your piglets. All of that stuff. And we would like to be, if Kevin Bacon would like to employ us to write some gags for his 40th. Or 50th, or whichever one is the next major one coming up. We have a whole
60th,
lot of...
60th, I think, for old Kev.
A lot of bacon tags there in the oven, just waiting. They're nicely salted and full fat with the rind in place.
Big City Talk.
Oh, Bill, what about a little Frankie?
Oh, why not?
South side of Chicago, it's the baddest part of town. And if you go down there, you better just beware of a man named Leroy Brown. Now Leroy, more than trouble, he stood about 6'4". All the downtown ladies called him Treetop Lover. All the studs, they called him Sir. And he's bad, bad Leroy Brown. Baddest man in the whole damn town. Badder than Hogan Town. And meaner than a junkyard dog. Now Leroy, he a gambler, and he liked his fancy clothes. He liked to wave his diamond rings in front of everybody's nose. He got a custom Continental. He got an Eldorado too. He got a 32 gun in his pocket for fun. He got a razor in his shoe. Yeah, he's bad, bad Leroy Brown. The baddest man in the whole damn town. Badder than old King Don. And he's meaner than a junkyard dog. Well, Friday about a week ago, Leroy is shooting dice. And at the edge of the bar sat a lady named Doris, and she sure looked nice. Well, he laid his eyes upon her, and the trouble soon began. And Leroy Brown, he learned a lesson about messing with the wife of a jealous man. Yeah, he's bad, bad Leroy Brown. Baddest man in the whole damn town. Badder than old King Kong. And meaner than a junkyard dog. He's bad, he's bad Leroy Brown. Baddest man in the whole damn town. Badder than old King Kong. Meaner than a junkyard dog. Yeah, he's badder than old King Kong. Badder than a junkyard dog.
Big City Talk.
Okay, here's some FYC out of the 80s, top British beat pop. And Bill and I were responsible for these people not breaking it in the U.S. because they had attitude. But what a batch of songs. What great rockers, Bill.
You feel nobody cares.
Big City Talk today. I'm Sal Rubinstein. That's Bill Zabersberg over there. Eddie Weeder, the pedal boy's on board today, too. Hey, Eddie, how's things going in the booth?
Oh, fantastic in here, Sal.
How is the show going today, Eddie, from pedal boy's
this
perspective?
This show is great. This is one of the best shows I've ever heard.
Hey. Eddie Weeder is our pedal boy of 38 years standing, and it's great to have him on deck. Even though he's not the full dick, but he flips and twizzles in the studio like no other. You'll not hear a tighter show.
Don't you love it, Eddie? How you know? Apparently, everyone in this team is insane except Saul here.
Yeah.
We're all nutbags, but I'm not old steady as a rock Rubinstein.
Yeah, but he's the one giving the psychiatric analysis on us. So
he's in denial. He's in denial, if you ask me.
Everybody's a critic these days.
Everybody's got to learn sometime.
Oh, well, Mel, I just want to talk, if we can, ever so briefly about Babs Streisand, who is she basically was in a frenzy over a photographer who wanted to film on the coastline of Malibu, where she's got her on. A beautiful shack there on the beach, and she wanted to sue him because he was letting everyone know where she lived, and her ego is so vast that she thinks that if everyone knew, they don't want to come around. But that is the truth of it too, Bill, and people say, well, it's not her beach, you know, she can't say who could do that, but I don't approve.
Wrong.
Beachfront owners, and Bill and I have been beachfront owners since the 60s, in various parts, locales around the world. It is your beach, and you do treat it like it's your personal beach. Mm. And you get irritated when you look at the morning, and there's the public who have come from other places that are smellier and lower red, have come to your beach, your water, for free. Free.
Peeing in your beach water.
Leaving
their rubbish.
Rubbish and cigarette butts, which are not those winners. And, you know, Bill, I'm with Babs on this. Mm. I don't think that these people should be allowed to photograph the whole strip there. And what if she's sunbaking out the back there? What if she's having a little hokey pokey with that fellow that she's shacked up with?
Well,
whose name I can't remember. James Brolin.
Babs should take a
thank
bit
you,
of,
Eddie.
Babs should take a some of my advice and do what I do with my beach to stop trespassers coming on it, and I just cover it in broken glass.
Hey, except a certain patch where Mel bakes. But if you don't know how to get that,
well,
patch,
you got to find the patch.
You got to find the patch, and if you don't find the patch, you're gonna be cut up bad. But anyway, all the money that Babs has had to pay out for the court case, which she has lost, this photograph is available for anybody to see, and we'll put a link on that on our website, www.bigcitytalk.com, sometime in the next 6 months.
We'll also have the actual street number and name. on the site as well.
And there's a van now parked on the beach and out the front filming at their house, trying now to get some sort of saucy scenes. Although I think at that age, Bill, I don't think we need to see that. But Babs is going to make the money back because she's in a new movie, which is the follow-up to the 2000 comedy smash sensation Meet the Parents. And the follow-up to Meet the Parents is Meet the Fockers. F-O-C-K-E-R-S, Meet the Fockers. And that's coming soon. I don't know if Babs a fucker or if she is plays a...
Do you think she might be playing Motherfucker?
And on that note, it's time for us to leave you. It is that we must leave you. Mm. And, Bill, to everyone, be a little kinder, a little blinder. Mm. To the folks around us, all of that stuff, goodwill, good vibes coming from us. We'll see you next time on News and More. This is Big City Talk. I've been Sal Rubinstein.
I'm Mel Zamersberg. And news is coming up. Time to find out what's been happening in that war.
And to all the people who have contributed to today's show, which is myself and Mel and Eddie, I say thank you very much. And our ratings now are at 408.5.2. And this is just right there in the pocket.
Oh, I hope next June. That's life. Funny as it seems, some people get their kicks out of stomping on a dream. I ain't gonna let it get me down, 'cause this whole world just keeps spinning round. I've been a bumper, a bumper, a pirate, a poet, a pawn, and a king. I've been up and down and over and out, and I learned one thing. Each time I find myself flat on my face, I pick myself up and get back in the race. That's life, I can't deny it. Lord knows I thought of quitting, but my heart wouldn't buy it. If I didn't think it was at least worth a try, I'd just roll myself up in a big ball and die. Lord, you know I would.
Big City Talk is a Carol DeZommer production.
Wonderland Agency.
And distributed internationally by RZE,
the world's biggest satellite radio network.